Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
Grigory Rasputin, the notorious monk who is so close to the Russian imperial family, is now lying at the point of death.
The 12th of July.
Rasputin was walking with his son near the post office and was feeling in his pockets for arms when a peasant woman stabbed him with a dagger 20 inches long. She declared that she wanted to avenge one of Rasputin's girl victims, who had now gone into a convent.
In St. Petersburg, they're whispering that Rasputin is much too close to the young princesses and the Tsarina. But he is untouchable, because both Alexandra and the Tsar Nicholas trust him. And for all his many faults, it is a pity that Rasputin is far away from the capital just now. In previous crises, he has advocated for peace, not war.
When the capitalistic class uses machine guns on us, we will use dynamite on them.
10,000 anarchists meet in Union Square in New York. They're mourning the three bomb makers who accidentally blew themselves up last week. The device had been meant for the tycoon John D. Rockefeller, said to be the world's richest man.
I want it to go on record that I hope if they did manufacture the bomb, they were going to use it.
The police are afraid to do anything for fear of causing a riot.
Capitalism is evil. Anarchism is the remedy.
In Britain, the suffragettes are continuing their own direct action. Militant protests are now being reported daily. Today, there are disruptions to the King's tour of Scotland. Windows smashed at the Home Office, and two women hecklers interrupt the Bishop of London's garden party. Meanwhile, there's a serious incident at a church in Westminster.
When all but a few of the congregation had left, a Miss Oakley noticed a light flickering in a pew at the back of the church. Miss Oakley called a verger, who found that the light came from a fuse connected to a tin of gunpowder, with an elderly woman sitting beside it. The woman, who appeared in a high state of nervousness, was taken to Rochester Row police station.
While the British press worries about the suffragettes, the crisis in Europe deepens. 3 days ago, Sir Edward Grey, the Foreign Secretary, insisted Britain had no firm commitment to support France in the event of war. The news has briefly reassured the German government. The Austrian ambassador in Berlin informs Vienna of their latest thinking.
The German government believed that England at the present moment would not join in a war over a Balkan country.
The Germans also believe that Russia is not yet ready for war, but may well be by 1917. So as they keep telling Vienna, there's no time to waste if Austria-Hungary wants to deal with Serbia.
Kaiser Wilhelm and all the others are encouraging us emphatically not to neglect the present moment, but to treat Serbia with full energy, so as to clear out the conspirators' nest once and for all.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Ady and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.